This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes of UVA sports with all-star interviews and unique insight that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaver.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Now, Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, welcome, Wahoos and fellow ACC fans. This is Frank with Hobbo here at TGI Fridays on Broad Street at Glenside.
Yes, TGI Fridays on Monday. We are here live, thanks to our on-site engineer, Brett, and Josh back in the studio. We're here to do our show tonight. We'll have Dr. Bobby Call joining us shortly. We got Yuri Barnes and Dr. Vince Dalton later, but we want people to come on out, have a beverage, have a little something to eat, not only listen to the show here live, but stay and watch the Hoos play at 7:30 on ESPN2 against George Washington.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. The Wahoos, this is a big test for the Cavalier basketball program tonight as they travel up to D.C. to play a very good Colonials team.
Yeah, this is a George Washington team that's expected to be at the top end of the Atlantic 10, probably looking for another postseason bid. They've gone to the postseason the last 2 years. So, playing at the Smith Center up there, 5,000 capacity. I'm sure it'll be jam-packed, so it'll be a hostile atmosphere. So I think this is what Tony has tried to accomplish by scheduling a tough non-conference pre-ACC schedule. So tonight is when the tough ones really begin.
No doubt about it. And this is a tough schedule for the Cavaliers this year. Let's pivot back to our number one sport here, football. The Wahoos suffered another tough loss this weekend, and now they're earning the nickname the Hard Luck Cavs, I tell you.
Well, we've discussed before. Unfortunately, some teams seem to find ways to lose, and Virginia almost every week seems like a new way. You know, they had all the momentum in the second half. They tie the score at 24, hold Louisville, force them to punt. They punt the ball, and unfortunately, Zacharias, right?
Olamide Zacchaeus.
Yeah, Olamide.
Fumbled a punt,
which was unfortunately the play of the game, but it went the wrong way.
You know, 33 had to back up on a long punt, and, you know, they call Olamide Oz, and Oz should have let that one go.
Or at least call a fair catch.
Yeah, so he of his options, he chose the wrong one, and he got drilled, the ball got fumbled it forward, and the Cardinals took possession inside the 10-yard line and had an easy score. But, you have to give the Wahoos credit. They played hard. They seemed to find a way to scrap and scrap and scrap, and the offense has improved. But somehow the defense, just when they got the game tied, they needed more plays, and they couldn't stop them.
Well, as you say, that the muffed punt, I think Louisville actually got set up inside the 5-yard line, so it was like first and goal at the 2 or 3-yard line. They were able to punch it in, and you could almost see the air go out of the balloon at that stage. But you're right. I mean, Coach London and the staff and the team, you have to give them credit. They never quit. They keep fighting, and it's just unfortunate that they haven't gotten a break or two that would reverse that record.
Well, the interesting thing is the Cavaliers have a chance to regain some momentum and finish the season strong. They're going to host Duke this Saturday at 3:30. Very interesting football game in Scott Stadium, 3:30 p.m. on ESPN3. The Cavaliers are favored by 2 points against the Dukies. And 4 weeks ago, you would never have believed that Duke would be an underdog in Charlottesville this year.
No, Duke, of course, you know, they've struggled. They had the loss against Miami that everybody talked about, and then the following week they had to go up against Carolina and got hammered, and it seems like that's changed their season for the worse.
Well, it's unfortunate for the Dukies in that they were having a really almost a historic season, and they ran into a red-hot Carolina team. I mean,
Carolina's playing, yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like we're headed toward a Clemson North Carolina ACC title game. And, you know, Clemson, of course, is what, ranked number one in the playoff rankings at the moment.
As well as the AP poll.
But North Carolina, I mean, you know, they're offensively, they just are on all cylinders at the moment. What, they scored 66 against Duke and 59 this past weekend against Miami. So they're averaging 60-plus game points a game the last couple of weeks. So
they've moved into the top 10, I believe, in the polls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Carolina's thinking if they can win out and beat Clemson, they might get a mention for the Final Four.
Well, no doubt they're going to qualify if they keep this up. They'll qualify for one of the New Year's Day bowls.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, back to the Wahoos. Mike London had his weekly press conference, and there were questions about Zach Bradshaw, the outside linebacker, number 51, who had a terrific game up until his injury. He stripped the quarterback and then recovered the fumble all in one play.
Right.
And you don't see that every day. That was an acrobatic and athletic play. He got really pile-driven by about five players on a sweep to the outside. They fell on him. And let's hope that Zach Bradshaw can recover because he's an outstanding young player with a lot of future. Let's see here. Matt Johns had a good game. I wouldn't say it was a great game at quarterback. He had four touchdown passes. He had decent yardage. He had a bad throw that almost ended the game that the defensive back fumbled. It was he hit the wide-open safety. Nevertheless, technically he did not give a turnover in the game, and that was much better than against North Carolina. Let's hope that he can maintain that level of performance going into the Duke and Virginia Tech games, which, listen, for Wahoo fans, that's all that matters now.
And I'll tell you, Kanan Severin, of course, he was recognized ACC Receiver of the Week. Is that the official designation?
Yeah.
Receiver or Receiver of the Week. But he had a terrific game. And, you know, what a tremendous player he's been for Virginia throughout the last couple of years.
Well, certainly this year he has been a tremendous asset. He caught eight passes for 116 yards, and he caught a career-high three touchdowns in a tough loss at Louisville. He became the first UVA player to record three deep receptions in a game since 1994.
Wow.
So there's no quit in Kanan Severin, and I've met this young man on a number of occasions, and what an outstanding young man.
I think he's got the tools to play on Sunday, as they say. You know, he's got a great pair of hands. Seems to be able to get open, and I think he's got a bright future looking forward to a professional career.
Clearly, Severn will be playing on Sundays. I don't know if anybody noticed on Saturday, but he got dinged up on the opposing sideline, and then he had to go out of the game. But you know what? He was right back in the game within a play or two. He didn't let an injury slow him down, and, you know, that's a gamer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And of course, he and Matt Johns have a special connection, and they've been a good tandem throughout the year. So it's just, you know, unfortunate that we're sitting at 3-7. We've already lost the opportunity to go to a bowl game, but as you say, two home games remaining, Duke and Virginia Tech. So hopefully the Hoos can salvage a little something out of the last two games of the season. And hey, we've got our first doctor here.
Well, you know what, we don't have Dr. Call, but we got Dr. Dalton. So you know, if you've got an orthopedic problem, just come on up to the table. I think Vince will gladly help you. Well, Lisa Scott wants help here. All right.
Yeah.
We're delighted at Dr. Dalton. And obviously, Ortho Virginia has been a big part of Who's Talking from day one. We love those guys, Gordy Rawls, Jody Smith, Susan Johnson, and everybody else over there, Dr. Andrew Bogle, and I could name a whole bunch.
Glenn Kerr, I think Glenn he's Kerr. Also in that mix. So.
Can't forget him. You know, I got to give him the injury report real quick.
Well, we talked a little bit about Zach Bradshaw. Do we know exactly? You know, he went down. I don't know precisely whether it was an orthopedic issue or something. They only say lower extremity and upper extremity. That seems to be.
That covers a lot of ground.
All my issues are lower extremity. I can say that. And, you know, Vince is working on me one operation at a time.
All right, so we know going into the game that Richard Burney was going to be out. Tim Harris was supposed to be out, and believe it or not, Harris was in the game. I know he made an appearance there. He didn't look like himself. I noticed he didn't run up and slam into any ball carriers. But he was out on the field for some plays. Ben Hogg was injured. A few other players have missed most of the season, the last half of the season. A Richmonder, Connor Wingo Reeves, who plays fullback, has been out with a medical issue. We're not sure what that is. The UVA has not released that information. So that could be, that could have been a concussion. He could have had the flu. He could have had the mumps. We don't know what he's got. One thing we do know is that Tim Harris, the cornerback from Verona, he had a shoulder issue. And we believe it was the AC joint in his shoulder.
Right.
And so the fact that he even went in the game on Saturday at Louisville shows how tough he is to try to go out there.
Right, that's a AC injury is a painful injury, but you can play with that. So you're not going to cause any damage by continuing to play with an AC joint, but it is a very painful injury. So was it his dominant arm or non-dominant? Or
we're not sure.
Now, when you say, Vince, it's painful, is it painful if he has additional contact, or is it just painful to move? Or
it hurts to move.
Wow, okay.
Well, we saw him running during the game, and when I saw the replay of the game, it was very obvious to me that he didn't want to make contact with anybody. But he was trying to run around and get in the way.
That's been a problem with a number of our players this year.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to play football if you're trying to not get hit.
Well, you know.
Well, we're trying to change the rules to touch. Touch football. You know, it might
flag football.
You know, while we've got Vince here, Vince, you see a lot of injuries from high school football in the area, and players or adults now who are still dealing with old football injuries. What type of things do you see, and how do you help those clients?
Well, of course, we see a little bit of everything, from the sprained ankles to the knee injuries to the shoulder injuries. So we see the whole gamut as far as the what may cause long-term problems. It's mostly the knee injuries. If you get a major knee injury, there's potential for long-term implications of that.
We're going to take a quick break here, not going away to commercial yet. Just want to remind folks who are out there in their cars or on their computers or on their smartphones, come on by Fridays over here at Glenside and Broad. We've got Uri Barnes coming up to talk a little bit of basketball here. You can meet him. We've got Dr. Dalton here, so if you've got an old orthopedic injury, maybe he can give you some counsel.
Maybe some free advice, and they could come and meet Hobbo, too. That's the primary draw right there.
A former victim of Dr. Dalton. I mean, that's a patient of Dr. Dalton.
Let me ask a question. MCL versus ACL.
Correct.
What's the difference, and is there any difference in rehabilitation, or are they pretty much the same?
No, there's a huge difference. MCL injury, an isolated MCL injury, MCL stands for medial collateral ligament, and it connects the inside of the knee. Those heal on their own. They do not need surgical repair if it's an isolated injury. An ACL, on the other hand, cannot heal itself. So if you tear your ACL, you either go without an ACL or you have a reconstruction.
So you can go without it, but you probably couldn't play football if you went without it.
Probably not.
Or you couldn't go skiing, for instance.
Right. The ACL helps us plant and pivot. So you could run a straight line, but with a torn ACL, it really limits your mobility as far as pivoting.
We also want to remind folks there are appetizer specials tonight for Wahoos that are here for the show. There's drink specials for everyone in the house. We've got giveaways here, cups and waterproof pouches for your smartphones. We've got registration, awesome prizes tonight, Hobbo.
So we got to get people to get their name in the registration box, and we'll be drawing those winners after our show is over or during the basketball game.
Or even before the basketball game.
Maybe before.
And don't forget, we're going to have the UVA George Washington basketball game on the flat screens here, and that will be an outstanding college basketball game coming on at 7:30. In the meantime, come out and join us. We're having a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Vince, back to that other question. What other things are you seeing out there in your practice, and how are you helping some of the old weekend warriors?
Well, the weekend warriors often don't stretch. Maybe their muscles aren't as strong as they think they used to be. They try and do stuff that their muscles aren't as strong as they used to be, and so they try and do things that they may not be able to do or be able to do as they used to do. So a lot of pulled hamstrings and pulled quadriceps and that kind of stuff.
And when these sort of things happen, how do you help these folks recover?
Most of the sprain or strain quadricep, hamstring, calf muscles is just a matter of rest. But there's certainly some things that we need to operate to get you back out there, like an Achilles rupture, something like that needs to be surgically repaired. A lot of ankle fractures need to be surgically repaired.
Now, I know, Vince, you do hips and knees. Do you do surgery on other aspects of the body as well?
I do pretty much everything.
Pretty much everything.
If you'll lay still, I'll cut you.
Well, I can personally attest to that. I don't know if I laid still or not, but
they had to hit Hobo with a hammer to get him to stop moving. But all right, we're headed to break. On the other side, we're gonna bring up Yuri Barnes and talk a little UVA basketball and ACC basketball. And we thank Dr. Vince Dalton for joining us here in the first segment. And a little bit later, we're gonna bring on Dr. Bobby Call, a former UVA walk-on on the football team. All right, we're headed to break.
Absolutely. Stay tuned, and don't forget, Friday's Broad at Glenside. Come on out and join us. Listen to the broadcast. Bobby Call's here. So come back. We'll have Bobby Call after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.